It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Terry Yelonick. She's the Executive Director of Active Reentry. I also have Rochelle Blank, the Fiscal Officer out there, and they've got a great event that is coming up that they wanted to kind of let everybody know about. It is the Run, Walk, and Roll. It's coming up Saturday the 18th. We're going to talk more about that with Rochelle, but first, we're going to talk to Terry and ask her, you know, kind of give us some background on Active Reentry and the types of services that they provide to the area. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
So Terry, as I said, we're going to start with you. Let people know what Active Reentry does for the community. They're a very integral part of the community. They offer a lot of great services. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Thank you. Active Reentry has been in business for over 33 years, and most people don't know that. But we provide services to individuals with disabilities, and that's disabilities of all types and individuals of all ages. And our services are free. We provide a variety of services, such as youth groups. We teach life skills to youths. We take them on social activities. We also do that for adults. We have a medical equipment loan bank, which we provide equipment when people need that, such as a wheelchair, a knee scooter if they've had surgery. And we provide those on a loan type of arrangement to our community members. Our goal is to help people who have disabilities be or remain as independent as possible in their own homes and their own communities. And we want them to be integrated members of their communities. So we provide all kinds of services to assist in that.
One of the great services that you guys are part of and that kind of works hand in hand with Active Reentry is Perky Travels. And
Absolutely.
We've talked about that in the past.
Yes.
And Perky Travels is a great program if you've got to take a trip over the hill for like cancer treatments, anything like that as well.
It is. Perky Travel has been in business through our organization for over 28 years. And we take people to Utah County for radiation treatment only. But that's 5 days a week, again, at no cost to the community members. It's a free service that we provide through our organization. And Dave, that's why fundraising and activities such as our Run, Walk, and Roll is so important. We're a 501(c) status organization, which means we're a private nonprofit entity, and we depend on donations through our fundraising efforts to carry out our programs.
And that's stating, though, too, do you get any kind of funding at all from the state?
We do.
You do get some?
We get some state and federal funds. However, as part of those arrangements, we're required to also do fundraising activities because we need additional funding to maintain our programming.
And that's where this all comes in. And Terry, I'm going to kind of defer to Rochelle now. Rochelle, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for coming in. And just, you know what? Let's just enjoy it and have some fun. You'll
okay.
be okay. I promise. All right. So the Run, Walk, and Roll. It's coming up Saturday the 18th. And it's an annual fundraiser that you guys have. You didn't have it last year, though, because of COVID, of course. But, you know, this is a great event. So why don't you give people some background on it?
So we are excited to be starting and offering this Run, Walk, and Roll again. It will be our 18th annual race. It is a 5K race. So please, runners, if you're serious runners, come out and participate. If you're not a serious runner, come out and participate. If you are in a wheelchair, come and participate. If you're learning to ride a bike, a scooter. So we want all abilities out participating. New this year, we will be offering finishing medals. So those who participate and finish the 5K race will be receiving finishing medals. We also will be having a timing system. So for those who are serious runners who want to know their times, we will be offering that as well.
So a great thing, and for some reason in our area, 5Ks seem to draw a tremendous amount of people. They enjoy doing it. And the great thing about this is you want, like you said, all abilities. If you're in a wheelchair, if you're learning to ride a bike, if you know how to ride a bike and you want to be in it, just come out and have a great time. And the greatest thing about it all is it's entirely a free event. Now, however, you will accept donations. Once again, we talked about that. You can take donations. And the other important thing, too, if you're a business out there, I mean, how do, could they get in touch with you if they're a business and looking to maybe sponsor this event?
Right. So please give us a call. Our number is 435-637-4950. And you can get in contact with Terry or myself and just let us know that you would like to be a sponsor. We will put up banners for you. I want to reiterate the time of the event because we're so excited to be offering it where we didn't have it last year. We're hoping that we can get a good turnout. So Saturday, the 18th, registration will start at 8 a.m. and the race will start at 8:30.
Okay, so you don't need to call and register ahead or anything like that. Just show up. Where are we going to do this at?
Out at our building, okay. So active reentry. Our address is 10 South Fairgrounds Road.
So you'll have a course set up out there, and if you're wanting to participate in this, you know what, it's free, but they will accept donations. This is a great, great event that's going to help out a great organization. It is the 18th annual Run, Walk, and Roll going on this Saturday out at Active Reentry. If any of you got a call again, what was the phone number one more time?
435-637-4950.
Go ahead and give them a call if you've got any questions. Rochelle Blank and Terry Alonik with Active Reentry, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.